Hi, this is Olivia from experiencedmistress.com. Thanks for joining us on the Femdom podcast. I'm here to give you some tips about communicating with your mistress and to ask you, are you making these four huge mistakes with your mistress? I'll also tell you how to avoid them. Mistake number one, picking the wrong mistress. Okay, that seems like a no-brainer, but I had someone call me, and you can tell I have a deep, sensual voice. I'm not going to sound like I'm in my late teens and, you know, this super, super girly, hi, 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 super high voice. That's just not me. Well, I get on the phone with him and he goes, oh my God, you sound like a tranny. I said, and you sound like you need to go back to the dispatcher. We both laughed. He was a very good sport. But we all have audio clips. Check and see if you like her voice. Also, listen to the audio clips. Take a look at her blog. My blog is experiencedmistress.com. Take a look. You can find out a lot about what we like, what we don't like, our style, all of those kinds of things. And finally, how to pick the right mistress. Check out her hours. If you can only make calls in the middle of the night, you definitely don't want a mistress who is only available during the day, and vice versa. Second, being unclear about your expectations. How much off-session contact do you want from her? Do you want the call to end with an orgasm? What are your expectations about how she will treat you? Be very, very clear. She'll guide you in some of these questions. I certainly will, but you must be clear about what you want. The third mistake with a mistress, not respecting her boundaries. Now, power exchange is a dance. It's collaborative. It's creative. That said, what one mistress lets you do, another mistress might find very irritating. Every mistress has her own unique boundaries. I will tell you, this is a hard boundary. Stop pushing now. I'm not playing. I really mean that. If you keep pushing, chances are we're not going to be a match and I'll send you back to the dispatcher. And four, treating a femdom like a girlfriend or a wife. Aww, I know that's hard to hear, but here's the thing. You can get away with being late with a date with your girlfriend or your wife. Maybe you're always late. But speaking of lateness, I have an appointment policy. 10 minutes past your appointed time, I consider it a missed appointment, and you lose the option of getting an appointment with me. You don't get to be that casual with me. You just don't. Pay attention to all of those things. They're really very easy things to do. And we will have a fabulous time. Give me a call, 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Olivia.